We have 1,800 and how many did you say?
I think it's 1,840 women and girls who are at risk of or who have undergone female genital mutilation in Kentucky, according to the Population Reference Bureau. The CDC estimates there are 500,000 women and girls in the United States who are at risk of this practice or have undergone female genital mutilation.
And how, I don't know, either of you, how are they at risk? Why are they at risk? In what way are they at risk?
So the way that the numbers were calculated is they looked at the number of women and girls coming from countries with high prevalence rates. So if you think about the fact that 98% of women in Somalia undergo female genital mutilation, 90% of women in Egypt undergo female genital mutilation, and then those populations are moving to the United States, they don't necessarily leave those harmful practices at the door when they land. And that, as Jenny has made very clear, doesn't even factor in U.S.-born Christian women or people from other backgrounds that are also experiencing or practicing female genital mutilation in the United States. We know that the CDC and Population Reference Bureau numbers are really just the tip of the iceberg.
So why are you involved, Jenny?
I'm a survivor of this practice, so that was one reason that I came, was because I'm not included in that number. So just to say that's why it's not accurate is because it's an issue that's not discussed. It's not talked about even among survivors. It's a silent issue. You're told not to talk about it. So we really won't know an accurate number until it's something that is discussed more and talked about.
I apologize. I know a little bit about this, but not a whole lot. So is it typically a particular religion that this is fostered in?
No. People tend to want to say it's one religion or culture or country, but no, there's no one religion that supports this practice or culture or country. And that was another reason I wanted to be here today, was just to drive that home, that there's not just one.
Yeah. This is a practice that predates all major religions and is not mandated by any major religion.
What was the vote?
It was unanimously in favor of SB 72. We are thrilled.
Okay. Why has this not come up before, I wonder, in the legislature?
I think that there's just a lack of awareness. Most people, including myself, don't, you know, until someone brings this to your attention, most people in the United States think of this as something that happens somewhere else. They think of this as something that happens to other people, and they don't really think about the fact that it's happening in our own communities, to our neighbors, to our friends, to our coworkers, to our kids' classmates. So I think that really the lack of awareness is the main issue in keeping us from having a law in every single state.
So really, I guess one of the questions, so as far as, again, people think it's in other countries. So as far as happening here in Kentucky, it's happening here in Kentucky. So it's a question of how much, really, I guess, right?
Yeah, there's no way to know. Yeah, there's no way to know because it doesn't happen in hospital settings or where it could be, you know, documented. It's happening behind closed doors. So there's just no way to know. Yeah.